Longliners on the inside waters of Southeast Alaska encountered some unusual and unwelcome fishing partners this summer. A couple of sperm whales followed at least two different boats in Chatham Strait, pulling black cod off their gear. Their appearance adds more urgency to the concerns that increased interactions could be bad for both the whales and the industry. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
Tori O'Connell was fishing black cod in Chatham Strait in August when her longline vessel was joined by a couple of sperm whales.
You could hear them communicating very well by standing out in the bait shed, and the intensities of their clicks would increase rapidly, as I think that they must have been zeroing in on prey.
Sperm whales eat squid as well as groundfish like black cod, and they're known to go after longlines filled with the fish as the gear's hauled up from the depths of 1,000 feet or more. When O'Connell pulled in her gear, it was clear that these whales were going after some of her catch.
We had quite a few straightened hooks on the skates that seemed to be depredated. You know, for instance, you'd get 50 fish on a skate, and then all of a sudden you'd get seven, and there would be a lot of straightened hooks. And then the other sign of depredation would be getting heads back that were cleanly bitten off.
As a retired fish and game groundfish biologist, O'Connell is well familiar with the fact that sperm whales go after black cod on long lines, but these giant, toothy, square-headed marine mammals are not typically seen on the inside waters. They live and feed in the much deeper outside waters off the continental shelf. In her 25 years of working for the Department of Fish and Game, O'Connell had never heard of sperm whales moving to inside waters like Chatham Strait until now. And O'Connell was not the only longliner who encountered the animals in Chatham this summer. Earlier, a pair of sperm whales, maybe the same ones, followed around a fish and game research vessel that was doing a longline survey of the black cod fishery. Biologist Mike Vaughn was on board.
You know, like I said, we weren't quite convinced that they were feeding that first day, but we finished our three sets for the day and went into port. And when we came out in the morning, they found us and were pretty much with us for the remainder of the survey.
Fishermen have raised concerns about sperm whales going after their catches on the outside waters for years, according to O'Connell, but she thinks the appearance of these whales on the inside waters adds more urgency to the problem.
The fleet was concerned about this way back in 1982, not only because it economically is costing them money, especially in this day and age when the quotas are low and fuel prices are high, but also sperm whales are listed as an endangered species, and the fleet does not want to be, you know, entangling whales and having whale mortalities. And they have been working really hard to try and come up with deterrent methods to keep the whales off the gear. I mean, it is not a natural behavior of these whales. It's a learned behavior, and it is definitely, in my mind, escalating fairly rapidly at this point.
In the U.S., sperm whales have long been protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act of 1973, though they were once widely hunted by commercial whalers. O'Connell hopes to avoid future problems for the whales and the longliners. She's part of a team of scientists and fishermen who've been working on deterrence techniques. The project's called SeaSwap, the Southeast Alaska Sperm Whale Avoidance Project. Sitka's Jan Straley, a prominent marine mammal biologist, is also part of the SeaSwap team.
We've been studying it for a number of years, and it just is a slow process. We've found out that the cues the whales are using is the engine cycling, when the engine is taken in and out of gear when the line is being hauled back or recovered after being set and soaked.
So far, Straley says the effort has produced some ideas for passive deterrence. That includes running into shallower water after setting gear to try and lose the whales before coming back and hauling. Straley acknowledges such methods may not be cost-effective or practical for everyone.
Fishermen have to weigh, well, is it worth just having some fish taken off my line or actually making an effort not to have the whales near me.
Straley says the team's hoping to test some acoustic deterrence in the future. There's no reliable population estimate for sperm whales in the North Pacific, according to the National Marine Fisheries Service. In its 2008 stock assessment, NIMFS does not document any cases of the animals being killed due to longline gear. It does, however, say that between 2002 and 2006, observers in the Gulf of Alaska observed three animals they said were seriously injured, which means they were entangled in gear but released alive with some gear still attached. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.